A Question of Insanity, Spurnell, 1842. William Crowley was considered by those who knew him to be quite wealthy. Living at Spurnell, which lies on the River Arrow some 3 miles north of Ulster, he had decided, while still a young man, to become a farmer, and this course had proved to be extremely profitable. The powerful Throckmorton family, Warwickshire landowners, offered him the tenancy of a farm on the outskirts of the village in about 1790, and later that same year he married. The marriage produced a family of 7 before his wife died, possibly in childbirth, in about 1812. With a large family and what was effectively a small holding to run, he quickly remarried, and by the late 1830s, when he accepted a second farm, had added another 5 children to the family roll call. Life for the Crowleys ought to have been as comfortable as it was prosperous, but while William Crowley had been blessed with wealth, he had not been blessed with virtue. He was, by all accounts, a mean-spirited man who had no time for any of his children, except one, and tended to make life thoroughly miserable for most of those around him. It was only to his youngest son, Joseph, that he paid any attention, and as the boy grew older, it was to him that control of the 2 farms passed. Almost half the family were certified insane, and all the daughters, of which there were 6, were turned out of the house as soon as they had reached an age at which he deemed them able to care for themselves. Disowned, stripped of all financial resources, they inevitably fell on the parish, which was forced to administer poor relief and on occasion drag Crowley into court to demand that he pay something towards their upkeep. By the end of 1842, only his wife, the youngest son Joseph, and 2 servants remained living with him at the farmhouse outside Spurnell, and his life was under serious threat from the last member of the family to have been evicted. James Crowley was 30 years old when he was ordered by his father to leave the house forever. The blood feud had been raging for over 2 years, and when James left in the spring of 1842 to go and lodge at the blacksmith's house some 300 yards away, he promised to kill the old man. It was a threat his father took extremely seriously, although for some strange reason, despite this threat, he still gave his estranged son an allowance of £1 per week, a saddle and a horse for his use. James, now living alone, was far from enamoured of his father's sudden show of magnanimity, rather the reverse. He believed the allowance to be derisory, and, in an attempt to force an increase, published a 16-page pamphlet outlining his grievances and detailing the family feud. This piece of polemic rant he then distributed far and wide. It had no effect. Everyone living within a reasonable radius of Spurnell knew well enough what William Crowley was like, but they also knew what could be done with a weekly allowance of £1. Sympathy was a scant commodity when, for most, money was in short supply. While all this was going on, William organised a defence against what he believed would be a very real attempt to kill him. Among the labour force working on his farms was a man named William Tilsley. He was a tall, stout man of 20, married with 2 children, and in need of the work. He accepted an offer to become a constable and live in on the Crowley farm when needed. The job he was being invited to take on was essentially that of bodyguard, but he felt he knew the family well and, despite the threat posed by James, believed it was mostly nothing but hot air. He was very wrong.